Blog Talk Radio.
Closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like a fire? Top both hands in the sky. Champagne paint the side. Damn, and it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top both hands in the sky. Pray don't nobody buy it.
Everybody's got opinions on our scene. They were flying down a path with no ending. And if I die before I wake, ooh, don't let me wake up from this dream.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, La Perla Negra. And, oh, here she is. She's in. Give me a second. Let me let my sexy diva in. Hey,
hey.
Diva. You good?
I'm trying. I'm here, you know? I'm here.
Girl. I'm going to try and hang in with here with you, too, but it's drama on my home front here. I really don't want to deal with this crap, but
I know that's right.
You know what? I'm not even gonna see you because it's not my problem. It's not. But how you doing, Diva? You all right?
I'm hanging, Diva. Yeah, right. just tired, you know. But you know, I'm excited about tonight. I want to hear, which song is who and all that. I just can't wait. This is going to be good.
Well, you heard mine. That was the first song, Irons in the Fire. That's me.
Yes,
girl.
So wonderful.
Should I tell them what the topic is, or you want to tell them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the Love Zone on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 to participate. We'd love you to.
Mm-hmm.
This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my rolling on right now. I never take this one off. What about you? You got yours on?
Girl, I got mine on. I don't take this one off either unless I really have to. So thank you to Larry Maddox for this platform. Without him,
absolutely,
there's no Love Zone or any other show either.
That's right. So and he's the reason
ready.
Why we got our raw links, too. Yes.
Absolutely.
Tonight, we want to know, if you were a song, what one would you be? What song would you be?
Yes. You know what? You know me. I'm a love bug. So
yes.
I chose Love Bell.
Love Bell. All right. That's the song. I should ask y'all to give me just a little bit of that song. Can you belt out just a tiny bit of that song for us? Just a little bit, a couple words.
Oh, my goodness. I've never been so much in love before. What a difference a true love made in my life. Girl, look.
I am such a fan of Tina Marie, and Irons in the Fire actually is like my favorite song by her. It has always held a special place in my heart. I love that song, man.
Yes, most definitely.
Yes. I've got my hands into anything. Ooh, I love that song. But y'all know I can't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room. I ain't even going to go that long. I'm not in the mood. But I wanted to just see your set of midgets.
Hey, Danielle, all it is got to keep my eyes in the fire. And that's it.
Got
and then move
to
on.
Keep my eyes in the fire.
There you go.
Yeah, Lord. I always see a fireplace when I listen to that song. That's my joy.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to know is, I'm sorry, got distracted for a second. What I want to know is, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, you know what? This is short due to my circumstances of the day, but my piece is about being a love ballad.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I am a love ballad. I'm much more than anyone can see. I'm worth loving. You'll never be in love like being in love with me. I like to walk hand in hand, long kisses and vocabulary, conversation and laughter. I'm a kitten, yet a vixen. True love, commitment, communication. Great hygiene is all I'm after. I'm such a love bug that all I throw in the universe comes back to me in pieces to make me enhance. I'm ready to open my heart, take the chance, because they won't be there when I tell you I love you. Then you say you love me too, say you care. Then what we'll have is much more than they can see. And that's the end of that piece.
What we'll have is much more than they can see.
Right, exactly.
Yes, yes, Diva. I love it. Yes. And I don't want to hear nothing
Thank
from y'all
you.
Later. I know I can't sing, but stop.
Funny. So, Diva,
well, you know,
I'm ready for your piece, girl. I'm ready. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, y'all know me. I am the queen of short pieces and untitled pieces. So I'm gonna just get right into this. Okay. Turn my volume up myself. Okay. I broke my heart today looking and searching for perfection instead of waiting like I was told to. See, my heartbeat has always whispered secrets to the universe to me. And now my tears soften the sheets of my notebook. But how do you stop believing in what you haven't seen yet, covered in light? If you killed hope, would it erase pain? How do you empty an endless supply of love to give when you were charged with teaching how to love? See, I know falling in love isn't what brings pain. It's the questioning of did, when will, or if love fell into me. Because we all search for the one who our instincts scream for, mentally, physically, and emotionally. The one who will be there, the one who you will be their obsession for life. The one who you can sense across a crowded room without even looking up, because their scent is embedded in your skin. The one you love quietly because what's understood doesn't need to be spoken. The one whose stars in their eyes blanket the moon in your heart, causing the galaxies to align. The one who gives you your reason to love deliberately. I broke my heart today because I started looking and stopped living. And that's that piece.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Diva.
Yeah.
It says what's understood doesn't have to be spoken. Come on.
That's right. That's right.
No, I want to tell everybody you wrote my piece tonight. But I can't say that because yours was so good. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. I mean, you always get me. You know, you tug at my heartstrings a lot. See, I'm direct with it, but you're so subtle and you're so... you know, wonderfully spoken. It's like, yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my goodness. You make me feel so good about my piece. Thank you. Wow. All right.
Exactly.
Diva.
I'm ready.
For this first caller.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
We're going to open up this microphone. All right. We got ourselves a poetic on the line. How you doing, Van? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what is happening? Love Zone is VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
What's good with you tonight, Loretta?
Oh, man. A lot's going on tonight. A lot's going on.
Yeah, I'll say.
You sure is.
But I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Well, we're good. I'm here still.
good.
I've had
fire
better
pieces.
Evenings, but
fire
good.
Pieces, fire songs. Okay. Y'all got a vibe going on in here tonight.
Always. Good energy. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What we want to know is if you were a song. What would you do?
You know, I toiled over this all day today. And I know somebody was waiting for me to say, can you stand the rain? Right? That's my favorite song. But I have a second favorite song.
Okay.
Most people would be like, why? And I'd be like, well, because it kind of speaks to me. So if I was going to be a song today, it would have to be a song called Cold Sweat by a group called FaZe.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
You know,
I'm
because it's just one of
your favorite songs.
You should have played it. But, you know, the lyrics are like, you know, every time I think of you, I realize exactly what's been missing. How
Ooh.
Could I have lost my mind and such a fool never to have listened?
Wow.
Yeah, but you,
wow.
A cold sweat.
Man.
That's
all
right. So cold sweat.
Okay. That's what's up. But before we get into your piece, can you give us...
I can. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, as you're supposed to be writing a piece to your mentor. Friday night, y'all, is Express Your Vibe with the sexy diva of Epiphany, Ms. VIP, and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, and we're going to be talking about hugs. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and joining me is none other than Ms. VIP. Monday night, y'all, Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night will be the War Council with your host, Mojave. And Wednesday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I know. You brought something for us to listen to tonight.
Yeah,
I'm so
yes.
ready.
Since her love has got me cold sweat, I'm gonna do this piece.
All right. Well,
it's
Mike
called Drippin' Juicy Lyrics.
Oh, my.
Forget technicalities. I want to be that poetry that drips from your lips realities, causing the kind of body shaking and tremors of orgasmic shockwaves riveting in and out of your body's soul cavity, making you take long breaths of brevity. I desire to make and break all your fucking rules, choosing violence with peaceful undertones, just so I can swim in the pools of your jewels, rinsing and cleansing all my brilliantly filthy sins as my sympathies come with devilish grins. Because when your reality clashes with my presence, you'll respond in kind with honey-dripping essence, leaking golden honey down my beard onto my chest, begging me to take you into my orbital galaxy and say the hell with the rest. Because as I taste heaven from your chakra alignment, getting full off just your tantric touches, I must repent and repeat chants of just how good you taste. Allow me to open your legs and say grace. Because even though you see me as nocturnal, morning, noon, and night, this tongue lashing is eternal, forever making you wonder if this erotic journey will be as loud as thunder as you taste me in every syllable you, I'll be making you come till you beg me to stop. I'm not afraid of your torrential downpour. Matter of fact, I want it more and more. Each rhyme you spit will be elevated with each octave as you say, oh, shit. Baby, yes, work this clit. Make me forget that I was spitting a poem about you as I come for him. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Hold on a minute. I can't wait a minute.
I flatlined
a couple of times already. I ain't gonna front.
Damn, man. Oh, my God. Wow. Wait a minute.
Feeling a certain type of way. Damn.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, ladies.
Can I hear those last few lines again? I got kind of, like, lost a little bit.
Sure. I'm not afraid of your torrential downpour. Matter of fact, I want it more and more. Each rhyme you spit will be elevated with each octave as you say, oh, shit. Baby, baby, yes, work this clit. Make me forget that I was spitting a poem about you as I come for him.
Help a Lord Jesus.
Hot.
Okay.
Woo! That's really
Let's
really
just say
hot.
A particular part of my body is quivering about now. Under my neck, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Mine was a little low, no. So I ain't even gonna touch that one. But damn, that was a really nice piece.
My collarbone hurt now, damn.
It was I'm not even gonna mention the part that's hurt, but ain't no damn collarbone. It ain't painful either. Shit.
Hey now. Damn.
That piece was awesome. That piece was really, really great. I like the twist that you put on it, especially at the end.
Thank you.
Okay. I can't. Diva.
Mm-hmm.
I need some water.
Well, now.
Almost spit my damn water out.
Mine is in another room. But trust me, I might just slap it all over myself when just dump it on myself when the time comes. Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Poetic, all poetic. Right. Ooh, we are getting the alter ego tonight,
yes,
and I like
yes,
it.
Definitely, definitely get poetic tonight.
Yeah,
Lord, please stop talking like that.
Well, we're going to send you into the Love Lounge right now and with your favorite libations. And, you know, a little something in the deck for you. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
You're welcome.
It. I'll be waiting for what in my way because obviously you two are hosting, but I'll still be waiting.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
We're going to set you over in the Love Lounge. Stick around for the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
Mike, baby, take your socks off.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph and their cousins. Lord. All right. We're going to open up this next microphone to C34 Music.
Right now.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Yes, welcome.
You know, if I take my socks off, it's going to be like Houdini, 5 minutes of funk. I'm not going to do that right now.
Oh, my.
Hi.
That's five minutes of funk. I'm good. Well, Diva, you want to ask him the question for the night?
I most certainly do. Hey, C-Double. If you were a song, which one would you be?
You know, if this was to get down, I would probably be looking for the perfect beat by Afrika Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force.
Okay.
It kind of fits, don't it? But since this is the Love Zone, I'm an Atlantic Star kind of guy. Now, I'm going to give y'all a chance to guess which one I would have picked for that.
Am I dreaming?
No, you're not dreaming. I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
La Perla Negra.
Touch of Four Leaf Clover.
No, I haven't had a look at drums today, so.
He's getting on my nerves now.
Yeah, I know I'm magically delicious, but that's another story.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
The one I would have picked, because my second choice would have been The Lady in My Life by Michael Jackson, but I'm not a lady. So my all-time favorite would be closer. Ooh. That's what I mean.
I love that song. Let's get closer. Yeah.
Well, well.
Come on, P-Double. Closer than close. Yes. Oh, that's my.
I just see so much of you.
There you go.
And I want a bit of you. I want to look deeper into you.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, I love it. I love it. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I love me some Atlantic Star. Whew, child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, everybody I've been talking to pretty much has brought up some oldies, some old songs, and they are classic. And the groups are just, man, they never go away. They never get old. Lord, I love it. I truly, truly love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
So since I spilled the cat out the bag, this piece is called Closer.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, I'm really in social distancing right now. I'm in the mood for you. The touch of your skin. I want to take a tour of your mountains and valleys and swim in your stream. I like the way you giggle when I take a nibble from your neck to your cookie-sized nipples. Your chocolate is delicious. I crave to deliver this membership application to your entrance. This is the message I'm sending as we mesh together in symmetry where our chemistry becomes legendary in this bedroom. I love having sex with you because you're incredible, impeccable in its inevitability. I'm so glad you're feeling me. I'm not begging or being desperate, but you're the best for me. You ride me into the sunset like volcanic eruptions. It's your destiny. You put emphasis on my movement and how hard it gets. You're my queen and your monarchy is blessed. Shown by your appetite for wanting me. We built a simulation city infrastructure using the tools and seeds of love as we function as one. So keep it coming because your liquid lava is my substance. I'd pay $1 trillion to the water company to keep your pipes running. Over until you reach a supernova. I'll dunk on you better than Vince Carter when he wonders, when will this be over? My testosterone levels is where you love it too, to the point you keep losing your culture. Keep sending for me always, and you're not dreaming. I see your heart is in it, so let's get closer. Well, in peace.
Y'all coming through.
All right,
man. I like that. I don't know what it is about me listening to. Go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
Out loud that I'm going to have to start listening to some music every night.
I do, but I haven't listened to any of the oldies yet. Maybe one or two last night.
That's all I listened to.
I haven't. I kind of like the up-to-date songs, too, but I have a tendency to go back to the oldies but goodies. I don't know what it is about tonight, but can I hear the last couple of lines, C-Double, please?
The last couple of rhymes? Okay, where are we starting from?
I have no idea. Wherever you want to start from, I just want to hear the last, the finishing touch.
Okay. I'd pay $1 trillion to the water company to keep your pipes running over until you reach a supernova. I'll dunk on you better than since Carter, where he wonders, when will this be over? My testosterone levels is where you love it to the point you keep losing your composure. Keep sending for me always, and you're not dreamy. I see your heart is in it, so let's get closer.
You keep sending for me. Certain words just trigger something in me. And, oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I love that piece. I love that piece. Thank you very much.
I like it. Look, I just love someone singing. You know what I'm saying? You know me. I love singing. It's so nice when a man can sing to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, T-Double. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Stick around for the show. I'm gonna set you over there in the love lounge.
I'm glad you're setting me in the love lounge, because I had to deal with this old lady with a thermostat again. So, one love and one mic to you.
Oh,
hi, one love, one mic.
Wow. Shiva, before we go to the next caller, you want to give us a station identification plate?
Let's see. I should have been ready too, because I wasn't.
Okay.
I just wanted to start singing with C Double. I was like, look. It's like, ooh. And you know what? The more, and it's funny. Like the more you hear all these good songs, you like, I'm just gonna go ahead and sing this right. Yeah. So.
Can't help it, though.
You know how it goes. I know, right?
That's
it's so good.
You can feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this is the Love Zone. I am the host, the Perla Negra, and I am joined by my diva VIP, New Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. And we're going to open up this next mic, too. It's about to be a storm. Oh, no, wait a minute. There we go. Hey, baby diva, how you doing, Janice? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hi. Hey, La Perla Negra, Miss VIP. How are you?
Hey, honey.
We good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. You know, I'm always sleepy, but I'm here.
Oh, well, it's greatly appreciated, and you know we love you here, so it's all good.
That's exactly
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been loving
my diva.
These songs.
Say again?
I said I've been loving what I've been hearing so far in everybody's songs.
Yeah.
Oh, they bringing it. They definitely bring it. You know, Poetic comes in here and starts trouble all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
He does it with the piece and the tone and his voice and the way he articulates, you know. He's a troublemaker all around. he knocks us off our square, and then we spend kind of like the rest of the show trying to pull ourselves together, you know, just upsetting every day.
Exactly.
Baby Diva, I wanna congratulate you on the magnificent job that you do on the event pages. You do such an awesome job. You make everything look great. I really love what you do with the pieces.
So talented.
And
yes,
the commentary that you give on it, everything. That's what's up. That's why That's why we might look so good. You know, because you have fun with it, you like what you're doing. And that's what's up. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want you to do is tell us, if you were a song, which one would you be?
Okay, so I kind of wanted to play a little bit, but sometimes my volume is a little bit off. I wanted to play a little bit of the song.
That's
okay. This is a song that I've connected to since I was like a little girl. Maybe 7 years old. I've always connected with this song. It's classified as a love ballad. However, I always felt it a little bit differently. And I saw in the lyrics. I saw myself in the lyrics. So I kind of wanted to play it. Hopefully it the sound picks up okay.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Awesome. Let's see. I've always known that possession would break me, that shadowed figures would lean in and be unsatisfied with fragrance alone, with how intricately nature has grown, and would, without restraint, pluck me from the garden. If allowed but one possession, unaffected by how instantly my blossoming would be stunted. But you're my flower, baby. As you wilt, I'll wait. Just call me if you need me. I'm somewhere near. I never called. I'll never call. Instead, I spend slowly searching for violent winds. With each turn, pieces of me fell until I collapse. Pieces of me fall until I collapse. Don't actually bloom in any season, no matter how sweetly you whisper. You freed me from my earth. I get to watch the rain now instead of feel it on my skin, and I begin to slow my breath. Essentially, Johnny, wildflower.
Wow.
Ooh, I love it. Yes. The second I heard it, I was like, yes.
I know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best songs ever.
Classic. But here's the thing, though. Like, I remember as a little girl listening to those lyrics, and it actually made my heart heavy. Because especially the line, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. And I was thinking, but how do you continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
The only line in that song that actually felt like love to me was let the rain fall down upon her. Because that's the only part that was actually changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? Go ahead.
No, that's it. I just said I also love the song, too. It's always been really meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That song means, it means a lot to me, because that was a song that my husband, from the very first time he played it for me, he said, "You're my wildflower, and this is always going to be your song." And every time I hear, I haven't listened to it in a long time, but every time I do hear it, I think back to that time. That was actually a sweeter part of my relationship with him. And he dedicated that to me before we even got engaged, before he even asked me to marry him. And I love that piece you just did. You said flowers don't actually bloom in any season. Can you break that down a little bit for me?
Part of me, I'm not sure if it was a specific line that made me think about that. I may have to listen to the song again, but I think I may have been kind of writing a rebuttal line to something in the song. I just can't remember the line off the top of my head. Because I think I was kind of picking the song apart a little bit, because there's so much that I felt contributes to toxic relationships, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my heart was heavy when I heard, you know, "I would pick you from the garden to be mine." That felt like possession, and that did not feel healthy. And this is something that I realized as a little girl. Like, that didn't feel right to me. And I think that line about flowers don't actually bloom in any season, I think that's a rebuttal to a specific line. I just can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Okay. Thank you for that. And you know what? You are kind of right, because it is about possession. As far as picking her from the garden.
There was a dance
that's
that
how
I was
he saw
from.
Me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. He did possession.
I would actually kind of like wilt a little bit as part of the day, because that's how it felt to me.
Yeah. That was an awesome, that was a beautiful piece. And you know, I love your work anyway. I really do. It don't matter what you bring or what you say, because it just feels great. Thank you so much for calling in, love. Thank you for that beautiful piece and the song along with it.
Yeah,
put you over here in the Love Lounge with C-Double and Poetic. Hopefully they'll behave themselves.
Watch out now.
But you gotta watch your tone as well. You have this zen in your voice and in your vibrations, and you kind of pull people in. You know, I don't think it's a deliberate thing, but you can't help it. You know. Go over there. Make sure you tell them to tip my bartender, Kalinda. Okay, she's very, very good. Okay, and she loves to talk. She likes conversation. Okay.
One love, one Monday.
Man, they are just coming through tonight. I'm loving these songs and these pieces.
Yeah.
They are doing awesome. Hey, it's getting ready. There's a storm over here. Let's open up. Talk of rain on us. What's up, Tisa? Welcome to the Love Zone.
How you doing tonight? Welcome.
My beautiful divas. Hey, Miss Viaggi. Hey, Danielle.
Hey,
I'm over here recovering. First of all, I love my little sister. And what I've been telling her about that piece for the last couple of days. So that piece is just amazing. And just the story behind it is beautiful. And then I'm trying to recover from Van saying,
"Girl,
fucking." Like, something happened. Something happened over here.
I
was like, what?
I'll be drinking after the show and going to bed. Sleep and do whatever I do.
I'm going to need Kalinda to make me a strong drink. Like,
okay.
Kalinda, can I get a long pour? I need a long pour.
She said she got you. And she's going to run it all the way through Long Island for you, too.
Oh, well, that's
yeah, she got you. She has got you, honey. Yes. So,
yeah.
Frank, how's this world tour going, honey?
Listen, it's going very well, but I'm about tapped out. I got one more stop, and then I'm headed home tomorrow. I can't.
Okay.
Like, it's time to go home now. But it's been beautiful. Listen.
I'm sure.
It's been necessary. This was like so. There's been a lot of highs. It's been enlightening. That's my piece tonight. This is a different side of rain. I don't even know if I'm gonna close it out with that rain. But my piece tonight is not necessarily what everyone's used to. With a caveat to that, see Dub, if you're listening to me, please don't use this piece tonight. I saw your comment. I saw your comment on Facebook. Let this one die into the. Let me do it. Miss VIP, I love,
yes,
first of all, love Ballad. Love Ballad is probably one of my all-time favorite songs. It's definitely in the top 10. So I was, your piece was gorgeous. And Danielle, you already know, your piece was amazing. I'm super, the show has been beautiful tonight. Y'all have definitely, I got about five more hours on the road, so. This has been beautiful.
Oh, thank you, baby. Appreciate it. But
if you guys can't guess, actually, I'll tell you. I was tossing back and forth between three songs: Rise Up, Ascension. But I ultimately came back to who I am, and that's Rain. SWV. I chose Rain as my pen name for a reason. I know a lot of people, associate it with erotic, but it really encompasses everything that I am. It's supposed to be cleansing. It's supposed to be renewing. It's supposed to be sensual. It's supposed to be all of those things in it. And so that's what encompasses me, and that's what I am. Right.
And that's what Rain is. It does. It encompasses everything in life, because rain is the water, and water is life, and life encompasses everything. So that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. That is definitely what I'm talking about. All right, Diva. Well, I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
It's not delicious, but it is. It's called Writer's Block.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. They say, when you have writer's block, just write about it. I never tried it, so perhaps it's really just requires me to start tapping the keys on this board. I shouldn't be afraid of what may spill on the page, even if it sounds a little like rage against this machine. The keystrokes getting harder and louder and faster. I still can't seem to twist words, dress them up in fly-ass metaphors when all they want to do is scream and cry and try to express what I vehemently deny happening to my heart again. They want to tell the world how and how I tried, well, you know that too, and how I never imagined. Oh, never mind. Maybe if I close my eyes for a moment and pretend these keys are the page and my almond-tipped nails are the pen, then I could let my tears flow. Tell stories about how my first mind is always filled with doubt, but somehow I find a way to give the benefit of it. Only for it to be taken for granted, devalued, and used for whatever I'm willing to get. They say hurt people. That would explain it, maybe. Maybe some pretty words will chase me on the page, tell a story that my numb heart refuses to feel, let alone share. perhaps if I soften the voice of my delivery, rain will take the stage and hide it behind orgasmic wordplay. Or perhaps today isn't the day and none of this made sense, but I tried. I tried to say what I'll probably never say because, well, it'll be a waste of time and energy because nothing will really change. I've come to learn that some things are better left unsaid. And that is really all I have to say. That's cool.
Wow. Diva, you want to go first on this one?
You know, you have a way about you, and it's the same with all of us. I think we all have our own individual ways of spitting pieces. And yours, the way you do it sounds like your pen name. Your words are falling on fertile ground. They're falling to make us wet. They're falling to make us forget. They're falling to make us feel. And I'm like, and then the more you recite, I'm like, should I go to sleep or should I go to you have that talent of making one feel like let's just put it this way. I'm no longer in the love zone. I'm in the erotic zone. That's how I feel almost every time you spit. So
thank you.
Good. Yes. It was incredible.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
Yay.
Yes, indeed. For one, let's start with your voice, the tone in your voice. You have this gentleness about you, but it's also a directness. Even though you use a lot of metaphors, which is one of my favorite things to do as well. And you give a great visual in your pieces that you lead. And for me personally, you always leave me feeling like, I love to listen to, you do. I love to listen to your pieces. Some of them are such attention getters when you lead. My favorite ones by you are when you do your runs, like a tongue twister run, especially in the very beginning of the piece. I love that. I was like, yeah, get it, Pete, get it.
My alliteration. I love alliteration. Yeah. Try not to overuse it, but yeah,
she's awesome. Yes, definitely.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge. My Diva's call has dropped. She may be going for the night.
I'm back.
Oh,
there she
is. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up, definitely. But thank you for calling in, Rain. And listen to the rest of the show. I know you're busy. I know you're on the road. You got to handle your business. You do that. And you be safe, okay?
I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening. Thank you both. Always. One love, one
life.
All right, Diva.
All right. One love, one life. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about,
Diva.
Girl. Oh, yeah.
Can I do a short station ID before we bring in one of my favorites in?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I got to take my socks off. Bag on it.
Uh-oh.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right.
All right, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. I had to get ready.
You had to get ready.
All right.
But let's open up this mic to Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to the Love Zone, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening, Ms. VIP. Good evening, guys. Yeah, how y'all doing this evening?
We are awesome. How
good.
Are you?
Fantastic. Enjoying the show.
I know. Oh, well,
glad.
That's a good thing. That's what you're supposed to do. That is an
mm-hmm.
awesome thing. Man. Well, Miss, my diva has something to ask you.
All right. So, the verbal mind answer. Tell me, if you were a song, which one would you be?
Never Can Say Goodbye, Michael Jackson.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah. Can we get just a little bit of it from you? Can say goodbye. Love that.
No, I'm not going to ruin it by singing it, that's for sure.
All right.
Every now and then, like in the shower or something like that, I sound good in there, but otherwise not.
Okay. All right. I'll leave that at that. All right. Well, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? It's delicious.
Yes, it's an old piece, but I think it ties into the song title, Love Can Say Goodbye. So, give
okay. it
a chance.
All right. The mic is yours.
So much left to say. You were the best. I never gave myself the chance to say goodbye. I took up residence with the question why. You wouldn't have liked her. Then again, maybe you would. She never did, but you could. I was chasing a fantasy that I knew in reality could never be. She was so wrong for me. I was so wrong. It was so wrong of me to just up and leave. I left you. I left my home and my family. Midlife crisis? No. I succumbed to my vices. None of which she was into. Baby, you. You are the best. You were that long term until I feed the worms at my final rest. I saw your brother today. I asked him how you were doing. He read my eyes and just said, okay. Words unspoken didn't leave me hoping. I felt that you moved on. I mentally thanked him for not showing me what I missed, baby. This is barely a gist of what I want to say to you. To lay with you one more time would fix nothing. Love would still be on the shelf. And ours was deep reading. I should be pleading and praying to God, but I do that anyway for your well-being. There was not one part of you I didn't love. Touch or taste, not one memory I can erase. Regrets and haste still leaves a bad taste. But in this case, it was all in loving you. Baby, if you only knew. In peace.
He said, mm-hmm. baby, if you only knew it was all in loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, oh, man, mm-hmm. oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. What was that words unspoken and left me no longer hoping or something like that?
Words unspoken didn't leave me hoping. I felt that you moved on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that piece, Joe. Man, that was awesome. But I'm a fan anyway. You know that.
We both are.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe, I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge with everybody that's over there. You got Poetic over there. You got T-Double. You got Rain over there. So y'all go on over there and have some drinks. Sit down, take your socks off, baby.
Slide over there and hug on Rain for a little bit.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. One love, one mic, y'all.
One mic.
Yo, they coming through tonight, killing the mic. Oh, girl, we got one of our favorite New York joints on the mic next. Oh, man.
Oh,
you ready for him?
Yeah. It's the poet laureate
open
himself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Let me open up this microphone. J. Rob, the wise son, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, love?
Ladies, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello? Crystal
okay,
clear.
Y'all can hear me crystal clear. So, since it's Wednesday night, I'm going to make the I'm going to make the assumption that I'm on a very special kind of show, and if I'm not mistaken, this is called the Love Zone, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
This is the Love Zone, right?
This is the
Love Zone. Okay. I just need to make sure. Because somebody was like, where was you going to be at tonight? And I said, I'm going to visit this show in Epiphany, and you might want to stop through. And she was like, well, what's it called? And I was like, Love Zone. I'm in a love zone. I'm in a love zone for you.
Oh my God!
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay. I love it.
I'm on the love zone. I'm on the love zone for you.
Me and these
thank
girls got a thing going on.
Uh-oh.
Lord.
See, now y'all been having my stomach hurting all week, making me laugh. Oh, God. I hope I see some results of weight loss for this, because they say laughing makes you lose weight.
Oh, my God.
That's my joy. I got to get up in here, and I just hear that song going, you know, and she got that whole bass going on.
Because we got a love zone.
Love zone.
I'm on a love zone. I'm on a love zone for you.
I can't with this guy.
That's my shit.
Oh, God. You are crazy. Lord have mercy. You want me to ask him the question, or do you want to ask him, Diva?
You know,
I just had Joe, so it's your turn, Diva.
Doesn't that chorus of Love Zone, doesn't that sound just like, you know, peace and blessings and all praises due to the spirit of the late Biz Markie? But doesn't that sound like, what's that joint? When my man was going,
you got to play the music with your mouthpiece. You got to play
just
the
like,
music with your mouthpiece. Yeah. Yes, I want to. Oh, don't get me started.
You got to play the music with your mouthpiece. You got to sing with your mouthpiece.
You're a mess. Oh, God.
I'm just asking the question, Diva. Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry. I'm all off topic. My bad.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's
I'm in the love
right.
zone.
It's all right.
You are so
I'm with two divas. My apologies. There's a question to be asked,
right.
and I went left. My bad. Bad
well,
poet. Bad.
No, I'm
bad
gonna
poet.
Ask you two questions. I want to ask you two questions.
Ooh.
The
okay.
first one. All right, the
uh-huh.
first one is, what you got
uh-huh.
going on in the Epiphany universe?
Well, tomorrow night's going to be Thursday night. I'm telling everyone who's on the Love Zone, who hasn't come onto the mic, who is on the mic, who is listening, y'all need to come through tomorrow night, because tomorrow night is about your mentor. Who is your poetic mentor? And let me hear peace. Let Van Meadows hear peace. Let Poetic hear peace. Let the wise son hear peace. Dedicated to your mentor. Dedicated to someone who is that kind of an influence to you poetically.
Oh,
we want to know Because it's those. I had an argument, I had to try to have a discussion with Van and a couple of my friends, and I said, if you trace your favorite poet, and just like you do in history, your family tree, you know, it comes back to Africa. This where in Africa. But if you trace your favorite poet has a favorite poet who has a favorite poet who has a favorite poet. And somewhere along that line, it ends up being somebody that we all know and to some way connected to. Like when you listen to Trombone Shorty says Wynton Marsalis is his influence. You listen to Wynton Marsalis, he says Miles Davis and John Coltrane was his influence. You listen to John Coltrane and Miles Davis, and they say Duke Ellington was there. So it all triggers all back to its origins. So the same thing poetically, we all have somebody who influenced us or who was a mentor to us. And we want to hear what you got to say to your mentor. I got a couple. And I'm sure Van does too. And we want to hear all that tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Get Down, Epiphany Radio Universe, where the world is yours. Poetically.
I'm
sorry, that's a lot in a mouthful, isn't it?
No, that's all right. That's all right. We need to hear that. Now, second question is...
Second question.
If you were a song, what one would you do?
Don't kid. What song would that be? it would depend on my mood, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because I'm a hopeless romantic, and I've had my heart ripped to shreds a couple of times. I think I Wish It Would Rain would be one by the Temptations.
Yeah.
And because I'm a real sucker for romance, and I know kissing is a long lost art for a lot of cats that's 40 and under. Play Another Slow Jam.
Because
that chorus is, I mean, that song is just a joint. You know, I was all alone. I was feeling right at home. I needed someone to lift my spirits up. So I dropped it on a dance just to take a chance. That's the dopest thing in the world. Said, would you like to dance? So sweet that I had asked. She quickly took my hand, and we danced and fell in love on a slow jam. That is the dopest. I'm like, what?
Play another slow jam.
This time
make it sweet. Another slow
jam. Yeah.
Oh, my.
That is. I remember the first. Yeah. I remember the first girl I ever danced to that record to. And granted, she and I laugh so much behind it now, but she said, you know, but it's just one of those slow jams that you could just be like, wow. So, and I think we all have this. It's a particular record that reminds you of somebody that you was into at that particular time. And there's one record that probably just stand out more than anything else. The slow jam is pretty much on the slow side, besides Always and Forever, because that takes like 9 years to play. But slow jam is that record for me.
Yes.
I apologize for being so loquacious, but your question is
touching. No. Don't do that. This is blog talk. Radio. Okay.
Exactly. Right.
Talk. Okay. And I love to converse. So, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I was going back and forth because I didn't hear the topic, so I had something else in mind. So I deviated from the plan, and I pulled something else out when I heard what the topic was. And this piece is entitled Touching When I'm Touching Her.
Oh, my. Mike is yours.
Gentlemen, when you finally meet the object of your deepest and darkest desires, you don't ever have to touch her body. What you need to do, fam, is slowly and deeply soul kiss the deepest parts of her secrets. Then gently suck on the nipples of her determination and make her mindgasm while writing off every word of the tongue of your intelligence as the proclivity of the situation becomes intricately amorous. And as you beckon to fulfill her deepest heaves in her, don't stop, send her, give it to me like that, wishes of sapiosexuality with clever, deep, slow strokes of vibrant verbal images of what life would be like if the both of you were intertwined emotionally like waistlock legs. She should begin to close her eyes with images of the two of you that are held close while swapping passionate eye contact, lip biting, telekinetic whispers instead of saliva. And as you find your nose nestled along the line of her spine, touching every nerve that makes her imagination quiver just a little bit more before you decide to kiss her in various places without ever touching her lips, you should then softly lick the firm areolas of her consciousness that will make the bundles of fibers that are deeply hidden in her inner passions, and that will begin to transmit impulses of sensations to her brain back to her spinal cord in order to give impulses from these feelings to the muscles and organs that you decide which aperture within her inner sanctum you wish to lick next. Notice the beads of warm sweat that begins to drip different chapters of the deepest desires she has yet to divulge verbally, and then even the thought of you sliding two fingers deeply into her cerebral cortex while she is pressed up against the wall doing French kisses. The possibilities of all of this is enough to make her mind gasm all over again while white, silky, self-foaming liquid brain matter slowly drips down her shaking legs before you drop to your knees, grab her by her ass and say, feed me. The expectations of romantic interludes between me and you cannot be overstated. And if I tell you I miss you more than I just have in this piece, that you wasn't listening to what the fuck I said. And that's that piece.
Fuck me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. Damn. Excuse me, y'all. You know what? Wait a minute. Okay. Let me go back here. You said soul kissed the deepest part of her what? That was like the beginning of the piece.
Slowly and deeply soul kiss the deepest parts of her secrets, then gently suck on the nipples of her determination and make her mindgasm while writing every word off of your tongue of intelligence as the proclivity of the situation becomes intricately amorous.
God. And then the thought of you sliding two fingers into her brain matter. Damn.
That even the thought of sliding two fingers deeply into her cerebral cortex while she is pressed up against the wall is enough to make her mindgasm all over again while silky white self-forming liquid brain matter slowly drips down her shaking legs before dropping to my knees, grabbing
Lord,
my ass.
Lord,
yeah.
Lord,
jeez. I'm dead.
God,
I just let line
my,
again.
That, okay, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you later. Oh, God. Okay. That was a brilliant play on words. I loved it. And you have to forgive my outburst. Y'all know I'm a sapiosexual, and it did the thing to me. And that was an involuntary spasm, literally. I couldn't help myself. I actually was going to unmute myself, and I think I just hit the mute button a little bit too soon because y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. But, whew, Lord have mercy. It's all right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that word gasm, because that's what you gave me. Shoot. Diva.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it started off with loquacious, then proclivity.
Okay.
I'm like, well, alrighty then. And then from that point, the cerebral cortex of, I'm like, okay, never mind. I just started flatlining. So, excellent piece, though, Jay. Excellent piece, J-Rob. Excellent.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you both. I haven't released that piece in a long time, so thank y'all for this.
Well, shit, I'm going to release after the show. That's the damn show. Excuse me. Anyway.
Oh my God! Sorry.
Wait a minute, did I say that?
Where did that come from? Right, all right. I'm having a hot flash right now. Literally, I am sweating all over. Whew, you done do something. Okay. Thank you, J-Rob, for that. That wordplay really, 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 really did the thing.
Yeah, that's like, thanks for the mind gasm.
Yes, with the words. Oh, God, that was so fucking hot. Okay, all right, you know what? I'm going to put you over in the love lounge.
All
right,
I'm going.
I'm going
over there right now.
Yeah, your brother's
over there.
C double.
No, I'm gonna just sit at the bar by myself. I'm gonna just sit at the bar by myself.
Well,
Rain
is sitting at the bar too. So she's sitting at the bar too. So, you know, talking to Kalinda. So, I don't know how alone he is. I don't think I do.
Love this place, man.
We love you too. One love, one mic.
one and one,
lady.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Girl, come in here like that. Oh, man. We got one treat behind another after another after another. We're going to open up this next mic to Bella. Hola.
Hey, Bella.
Sweet Bella.
Hi, good evening. Hi, Ms. VIP, and hi, Lestella.
How you been, baby? Missed you around here.
Como esta, mi amiga?
Miss you guys. I'm just chilling like a villain in my corner.
I know that's right. I hear that. You sound awesome. Oh, wow. That was up. Yeah. Well,
I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here always, sweetie. We haven't heard from you in a long time. It's good that you throw up a smoke signal once in a while and let us know you're still around, you know.
We'll
be missing
you.
Yeah. My diva has something to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. Bella.
Hola.
If you were a song, what one would you be?
You know this one song, Beneath Your Beautiful. The Labyrinth.
Which
song?
Beneath Your Beautiful by Labyrinth.
I love that song. Would you let
me
sing beneath your beautiful? Oh, and he does that with another one of my favorite singers, Emily Sandé.
Emily Sandé.
I love that. Yeah. Yes, I love that song. I'm a fan of both of them. Emily Sandé is one of my favorite
beautiful
singers. Oh, God. I love Denise. Oh, God.
I
yes,
love her.
Yes. I'm
yeah.
a fan of Labyrinth, too. Yeah, definitely. That's what's up. Hi. Hi. You thought I'd
kiss him in a heartbeat, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Now
definitely.
The reason why I like this song, because sometimes we have this time that we don't see ourselves, what we have. And then there are times that I will tell the person that I always talk to that I don't see what you are looking at, or I can't see what you are seeing, because I only see the ugly part of me, which is sometimes I can hurt people, and also I am not perfect. I'm human. And he always tells me that look deeper, because inside what you have, there's beauty in it, and other people can see it. I see it, and you can probably not see it, but we can. Some can. So
mm-hmm.
I always put that in my mind every time I tell myself I don't look beautiful today, I am not beautiful today. I tell myself, hey, that song will remind me that I am beautiful inside, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That is an issue that all of us have. We don't see, you know, when we look in the mirror, what we see, regardless of whether we see ourselves as beautiful or not, when somebody else is looking at us, they are not seeing the shapes of our facial features. They're not seeing the skin that we're seeing. They are seeing something totally different. And like you say, beauty
mm-hmm.
is in the eye of the beholder. And if they get to know you, they see the real you, the beauty inside, because that's where it is. It's inside. It's not this outward
yes.
appearance, this glob of flesh that we reside in. It's what's inside, where your spirit lies and your characteristics, you know, the content of your
yes,
character.
Ma'am.
And you are beautiful. It's a reason why your name is Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Bella.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
yes.
much.
It was me,
that's
Bella,
why I
Bella.
Hid for a while, you know.
You don't have to hide, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing to hide from us. It's all good here, okay? We are all unique. We are all different, and we are all beautiful in our own way. So you ain't got to hide.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are beautiful. Thank you very much.
No, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I bought you love, both of you.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a good topic.
Right.
So, I wrote this one, and it's actually my inspiration was Dante Alighieri, and I love Dante. And also, he wrote something for Beatriz. He said that "Este Dios futurmi que vienes tu mina biturmici." It's he said, "Behold, a deity stronger than I. Coming shall rule over me." So his love for Beatrice. And I have this love for someone, but I wrote this long time ago, so I'll just share it.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Bebe, je t'aime. And I can only adore you from afar, for now, with closed eyes to imagine your silhouette, with open ears to listen to your breath, with the embracing core to hold you closer. It took me 100 of hours to build a structural verse, a time spent just to complete my thought, only you and only for you. I know these arms are empty for now, and my hands are glazed with dreams, but I am holding on to coming days, for I have your breath beneath my flesh. You became my breathing star, my northwest constellation, rising before anything else, ruling over my horizon. And I am left with no word, breathlessly succumbing to you, like a gentle dandelion that blooms, head beaming low, to the hand of mi amor. Mi caritatam, I have versed your name the way I inked my broken ribs. The indelible sanctity mumbled before you, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Nunc a terminet fides pes caritas, Piaha Ek Major Otem Harum Es Kare Tata. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love. You are my scintilla. I am your harlequin. We became the abstract kaleidoscope from point one to another end, from my southwestern corner, flying to the northeast of your wings. You are above everything. For me, you are my beautiful conundrum in silhouette, the psychedelic fume who made my breathing unstable, my erratic connection who left me volatile changes in my pulsations. Your kindness resurrected me from the dead, and you walked side by side with my pain. You made my sorrows and aches so gently on my feet para purificación. I chose to die each and every day, 1,000 times, so to be resurrected, twice more than how much I obliterated, just to find you. For only you, only with you, I felt baptized with the purest of pure, and that alone is love. If one day I will fall like the eggs from my veiled eyes, I promise you, I will allow you to wrap around my Achilles heel to make me fall back to your grace. And I will bow into your tender embrace, contoured to the known sanctuarium. You, with all my heart, with all my might, with all that I am, Bebe, je t'aime. And boom.
Oh, Carolyn. Beautiful.
I loved it. With all that I have, with all that I am. Oh, my God.
Yes. Wait, you said, I chose to die every day to be resurrected. Oh. What was the rest of that?
Twice more than how much I obliterated just to find you.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Girl, you come in here with the sweetest pieces, I swear. And your choice of words is unlike anybody else's that they put in their pieces. I can't even make comparison because of the way that you write, and it's beautiful. I love to listen to what you have every time you come in here, and it is really a treat. Oh, God.
Thank you.
That's beautiful, Bella. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, Bella,
for having me here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. VIP and La Perla.
Oh,
all right,
time, baby. Don't be a stranger here.
No. Thank you.
Right.
And then I'm enjoying the show. One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
You stick around now.
Mm.
Oh, Bezos. Oh, she's so sweet, Diva. She is so sweet.
Yes,
and she's actually the last caller.
All right.
What I can do is play some more music a little bit, and I guess we'll
all right, my diva.
I'm gonna play something I was going to play earlier, if I can find.
All right.
Oh, here it is. All right. Let me do this real quick. Okay.
Always be right there. probably start by saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan it. Told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you, that's why I'm keeping it a hundred. Crazy wanna, bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Let's open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. I don't want nothing in between us. Got me thinking this might be love. Oh, yeah. Don't be sorry, just be careful, baby. Don't say shit that you don't really mean, cause that's just not a handle. I love how it was when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Ooh, just keep it honest. We made some promises. They got opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off, baby.
I don't want nothing in between us.
Ooh, oh. Nothing there to stop the feeling.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized. And I knew you would, but I could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, oh, it's not like before, oh, no. Now I'm making up for it all, yeah. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept, yeah. Apologies, haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know, hope imagine me. More water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before.
Bye.
if you leave this time, I fear that you'll be gone for good. So now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. I fear that you'll be gone for good. So now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only.
So the iceberg never broke, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest. 10 Grammys or my granny, still standing with a note.
But I know
that red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow.
You grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just think planet, cause you're reaping what you sow.
Keep
positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my ship go down, tell me who will above. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. Lord, it seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.